Hey guys, this is Lauren over at Century 21 Property Advisors. Welcome to the podcast. My favorite platforms to talk about for realtors is definitely utilizing Instagram. Instagram is fun, it's easy, it's quick, and it's visual. A lot of real estate agents who go through Facebook and they get a little discouraged or disgruntled with the process, Instagram is a great place to start if you just want something you can jump into and hit the ground running. It's adding a photo, it's adding a sensor to, it's adding some hashtags, and you're out there and you're done. The other great thing is you can feed your Instagram right into your Facebook business page. So if you have a Facebook business page, you qualify for a free Instagram business account, which means it will link the two. So if you post something on Instagram, you can swipe the bar and have it go directly into your Facebook business page, and there's your post. You can do two birds, one stone, and start with the easier platform, and it will help you build up content on your Facebook page so that you can feel more confident and start utilizing both platforms if you desire at some point. So to give you some of the stats on Instagram, 500 million active users. Largest age demographic is 18 to 29. Fastest growing demographic is 30 to 49. So somewhat younger than Facebook, but it's still a very large demographic to hit. The audience for this is very visual. Prospective clients, local businesses, because it is just a picture or a couple of pictures, sometimes a quick video, just short bursts of, hey, here I am, here's what I do, here's what I have, here's what I know. For Instagram, the value for users, they're drawn to beauty and inspiration. This network shows off striking home photography. You can just, like I said, add a few lines to your caption. You don't want to say too much. With Instagram, you're letting the images speak for themselves. So you have your Instagram stories, your Instagram video, photos. Again, with geotagging, similar to Facebook, you can tag other users and you can follow hashtags, which is really neat because you can follow other people in your local market, local area, businesses, or other professionals.
This is Nathan Smotherman with Century 21 Property Advisors bringing you the Johnson County Housing Report. This report is brought to you by Texas Realtors in association with the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. The median price is $233,000, up 16.5% over last year. Active listings in Johnson County are up 6.9%. Closed sales are down 1.2%, and the days on the market are up by just 5 days over this time last year. The month supply of inventory is a low 3 months even, which is still in the seller's market territory. This is Nathan Smotherman with Century 21 Property Advisors signing.
9 times out of 10, Instagram is all mobile. You can view it on a PC, it's just not quite as interactive or pretty. It's mostly a mobile platform, and it's lunchtime. Monday through Friday, 12 to 1 is when people are typically on their Instagram. So, you know, hit them around lunch with something full fun, something perky to pep up their day, especially if they're home buyers checking out a new house, a new listing, a new open house. It's just a really great platform. And the other side to it is there's not any, for the state of Texas anyway, TREC compliance as of yet. It's kind of an open platform because it is such an easy yet diverse platform to use. So definitely check that one out. Thank you guys for joining us on the podcast today. Stay tuned for more coming from us soon.